Erev Shabbos Chodesh Parshas Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis. And Brit Hashem, like to learn today from the Kuntres Kidmas HaEmek, which is written by the Netziv as a Hakdama to a Sefer HaMakshota, where he discusses the importance of learning Torah Ba'amkus in depth. And this is at the end of the entire Kuntres Kidmas HaEmek. He goes through Psukim in the Haftarah. Towards the end of this share, in a few minutes, we will learn together the Psukim from the Haftarah Perek Membeis, Pasuk Yud Ches, until the end of the Perek. So, as it is a share on Haftarah, you might want to look inside at that point, from Perek Membeis, Pasuk Yud Ches, towards the end. The background for this share is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, a very famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Dalet, where the Gemara brings what was going on in the time of Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Yeshaya HaNavi, when Sanherib from Ashur was decimating Klal Yisrael. He was destroying Kehillah after Kehillah. As he marched towards Yerushalayim, he killed many Yidden. And then the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Yud, not in the Haftarah, V'hoye b'yoyim ahu, yosur suboloi mi'al shechmecha. There will come a day when the burden, the pekala, the schlepping, the difficulty of Asher will be removed from your shoulder. V'uloi and his yoke mi'al tzavarecha from your neck. V'chubal oil mipnei shaman, and his yoke will be destroyed from your oil. What does this mean? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin makes the following drasha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Chubal oil shal Sancheirev mipnei shamanei shal Chizkiyo. What does it mean that the yoke of Sanhedrin of Sancheirev was destroyed because of the oil of Chizkiyo? Shohayadoyleik, because Chizkiyahu HaMelech had oil, which was burning all night long in the Beis Medrash. They kept the lights on for you, but they didn't turn them out either. They didn't extinguish them. They were burning all night long in the Batik Nesiyos and Batik Medrashos, through Tefillah and Torah. Ma'asa, says the Gemara. What did he do? What did Chizkiyahu do? How did he get everybody to be so involved? Did he give a nice shmuiz? Did he maybe try to bribe them? No, says the Gemara. He threatened them. What did he do? This is great chinuch. Noatz cherev al pesach beis hamedrash v'amar. He stuck a sword into the entrance of beis hamedrash and he said, "Kol mi she'eino oisik b'toira, yidokir b'cherev." Whoever doesn't get involved in Torah learning, anybody, you'll see in a moment, I will stab him with a sword. This is probably, we did this in every beis hamedrash, all over Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara, "Batku midon v'ad ber shava." They checked from the north to the south. "Leimatzu am haaretz." They found no amaratzim anymore. Everybody became a talmid chacham. "Migeves v'ad antifras," which Rashi explains are the extremes of the border. "Leimatzu tinuk v'tinoikis ish v'isha shalah hayu bekiyim yilchus tumah v'tahara." They found every little boy and girl, every man and woman, knew hilchus tumah and tahara on a tremendous level of bekiyus, and that was considered an amazing thing. That was the oil that was burning, that saved Klal Yisrael, and that threw off the yoke of Sancheirev. This is Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Dalet, quite a famous Gemara, and it seems it works, and you know, I actually teach in school, I'm thinking maybe doing it, maybe this will get everybody to learn a little more, to bring a knife or a sword or something, and stick it in the entrance of the classroom, see what works, and see how the parents react, the principal. So, the Netziv wants to know, how is Chizkiyahu allowed to do that? How are you allowed to threaten to kill someone? He doesn't learn that it's an exaggeration, it's a guzma. He understands, he's going to explain that his Gemara means quite literally that if not, he's going to kill them. What right does he have to go along and kill someone who's not learning? So, Tziv gives an amazing background to understand what was happening at that point in time, and let's see it together. Zogden Tziv, like we said, Sancheirev was traveling all over Eretz Yisrael. He was destroying Kehillah after Kehillah. And the way we fight wars, the way Klal Yisrael conquers and wins over a battle, is with Kol Torah. That is our weapon. The Gemara says in Makkos, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Oimdois hoy ragleinu b'sharayach Yerushalayim, it says in Shir HaMaalos, says the Gemara, Oimdois hoy ragleinu, what helped our feet stay strong in war? What helped us hold our positions in battle and not lose? Bishorach Yerushalayim, the base is Bishvil, like you have Bereshis, Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil HaTorah, Bishorach and Bishvil Sharach Yerushalayim, because of what was going on in the Shari Yerushalayim, the tremendous Torah learning which was taking place, that helped us win the wars wherever we were. All the battles were won because of the battles which were taking place in the Beis HaMedrash. The Medrash says in Parshas Tolis, Shaulu as Bilam ves Avnimus Agardi. Bilam, everybody knows who that is, and Avnimus Agardi was a philosopher in the time of the Chachamim, in the time of Chazal. They were asked independently, do we stand a chance against Klal Yisrael? Different Goyim asked them, can we wage a war against them successfully? And Bilam, and later on Avnimus Agardi, answered to the Goyim and told them, Bitku b'bati medrashis, go check the bati medrashis. Im matzasim sham tinoikis mitzavtefin v'koylam, if you find over there that the kinderlach, the boys and the girls, are chirping Torah, their mouths are moving and there's Torah coming from them, you will not win them. There's no chance. You don't stand a chance against Klal Yisrael. Because Yitzchok Avinu gave us a haftacha. This is Bilam quoting still. Hakol kol Yaakov ayadayim yidei Esav. And the Medrash darshins, if it's kol kol Yaakov yidei Esav, there's no chance, b'chal. It's not going to happen. Or if you want to say it like the Ma'alas HaTayaret says it, that's the brother of the Gra, that when it's kol kol Yaakov, the Yadayim go from Esav and they go into our hands. If it's not kol Yaakov, then Yadayim Esav. So, if that noise is happening, if you hear the kinderlach learning, then don't even bother making a war. If not, you could try. That was what Bilam and Avnimus Agardi told the Goyim. Whenever there was a tzara against Klal Yisrael, what did they do? There were people who was their job, says the Netziv, the Muksharim B'Tayra and Tfila, those that were special in Tayra and Tfila, to go out with the warriors to the battlefield and make sure that to put into effect the Kippat HaBarzel, the Iron Dome of Klal Yisrael is the Koil Yaakov, and to sharpen our swords, our voices, like the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that when Yeshua fell in the battle of Ai, when Klal Yisrael, when people were killed, what did Yeshua do right away when they lost the battle? Vayolin Yeshua v'layelahu b'soicha emek. And the Gemara says, Shalom v'um kishaloch, he went and learned Torah at depth. He lost the war. He said, we got to learn Torah better. This is how we're going to win the war. We spoke many years ago, the Arvi Nachal brings, very famous Arvi Nachal brings, that every city in Eretz Yisrael, the way they captured, because there's a part of Torah which is connected to every place in Eretz Yisrael, which they have to be oymikin. Says in Netziv, that's the pshat in V'zayis HaBracha, when we say, Semach Zvulun B'tzeisacha V'yisacha V'yalecha. Now everybody knows what Rashi says on that pasuk. But the Targum Unkla says, Semach Zvulun B'tzeisacha, when he goes to war. Why is he so happy when he's going to war? Says in Netziv, you know why Zvul is happy as he goes out to war? Because Yisacha V'yalecha, because he's sitting and learning Torah, he knows he's going to win the war. Amim Har Yikro, the other nations are coming against us in battle on Har. They're on the mountain, they're on top. And Rashi says a few times in Chumash and in Kehelis, whoever's on top usually wins. But we're not worried. Because Yisachar Bayalecha. Shom Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek, it says in Mazay Sabracha. Klai Yisrael bring karbanis of victory because we won over the Goyim no matter what. Kishef Yam Yinoku, Sunit Munichol, we get all the spoils of war from these Goyim because of Yisachar Bayalecha. Here I heard a shir from Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zechasag Devracha, where he brings a raya from the Gemara Yevamis that when Shaul HaMelech was fighting against Goliath on the Plishtim, he brings a raya from the Gemara Yevamis, there was a Beis Medrash also on premises. And that Beis Medrash was always there to help him fight. You could add, there's also a Sefri in Parshas Matis, when they went and fought against Midian, it says that thousands of Yidden went out to fight against Midian, and the Sefri darshins, that many of those soldiers, one-third of the soldiers, were there to go to Beis Medrash. That was their job. So to go fight against Sancheriv, Chizkiyo knew, as every city in Klal Yisrael was falling, he needed a tremendous Koyach HaTorah. And he realized that V'chuvayl Oil Mipnei Shemen, the oil of Sancheriv, will fall apart because of oil, because of Torah which will be learned. And therefore, just like a king has a right, Al Pi Halacha, that's Malachim, the Rambam Paskins, to make a draft. He's allowed to make a draft and say, you're coming to join my war, B'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against different nations and Goyim, like the Rambam says, we'll learn from Sukkim and Shmuel. So too, he obviously has a right to go along and do whatever is necessary, including to say, if you don't learn Torah, you're putting us all in danger, and I will literally kill you. Now, says the Nitziv, let's give a mashal. Here's a mashal from the Nitziv. He says there was a king who realized that a very, very challenging war is coming up against him. A war impending, greater than anything he's seen before. So he went and told all the generals, he gathered the generals in a meeting, and he told them, I want you to make new weapons, new swords, new shields, but much heavier than the previous ones. And the generals were shocked. A soldier wants to have a lightweight sword and a lightweight shield that helps him, you know, skillfully be a soldier in time of battle. The whole thing is to try to get stronger metals that weigh less. And here the king is going on and saying, get a stronger one. But they realize that the king knows what he's saying. He's not a dummy. He's a smart man. The reason why he's a king in the mashal is because he's a wise man. So they said, he wants that everybody should train with these new weapons. They should train with them. And they're a heavy, heavy sword, heavy, heavy shield. They're heavier than anything we've ever had before. They're going to train with that. It's going to make them extra strong. They're going to have to learn how to use the sword, learn how to use the shield. And then when they go up against the enemy, who have normal swords and normal shields, and our guys are going to have these heavy swords and heavy shields, and they train with it, then, we're going to be able to go along and win the enemy. But there was one general who was like, what? What is this? Why would that be? And he had them keep on training with the lightweight ones, because that's what they're able to do. But he also listened to the king and made the new heavy ones. Came the actual time of the battle, after they had all trained with the lightweight ones, and they didn't train much because they were used to that anyways, he gave them the heavy ones. And of course, their battalion, lost in the battle. Who is the king upset against? He's not upset against the soldier, says the Nitziv. He's against the general who should have realized that the king knows what he's doing. He should have found out. He should have asked. And that's why in the Haftarah we're going to be addressing more the Talmidei Chachamim, because they should realize that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us, and here is the point of the shir, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to up our ante in Torah, Hashem wants we should begin Shabbos Bereishis, not with the same level of Torah we had before. Parshas Bereishis should not be the same level that you learned it in kindergarten. You have to go over it with something new. You learned it in the past, but not with Rashi. This time go with Rashi. You've done it with Rashi already before, and you know Rashi, you know, pretty well. You know what's going on. Then up the level. Add something to add a new pirish. Understand it on a greater level. You have to up your level in Amkas HaTorah. And in the time of Chizkiyahu, if not, you're putting all of Klal Yisrael in danger. And we're going to be having a pasuk. This is the central pasuk according to the Nitziv in the upcoming Pesukim. Is the pasuk Hashem Chafetz. Hashem wants. Lamad Tzidkoy. Hashem wants you to be victorious. So Hashem trying to help you. Yagdil Torah V'yadir. To raise your ante in Torah. To lift up your level. Don't be satisfied. You've gone through Daf Yomi, Gemara. This time do it properly with Rashi. Go through with Taisus. Go through with a rush. Lift your level in Torah. Become more of an Amkin. It should not be the same Chumash, Gemara, Mishnayis that you have when you're a little boy. No, it has to become a greater level. You can't be having the same level that you had when you're a little boy or little girl. So this is what the Navi now is coming to speak about, to address, according to the Nitziv. So let's go through the Haftarah, Parak Membeis, Pasuk Yudches. Hachershim Shema'u, v'ha'ivrim habitu lirois. Deaf ones, listen up. Blind ones, take a look. Now, how could deaf people and blind people take a look or listen if they're deaf or they're blind? Says Nitziv, it means you're not really deaf, you're not really blind. You are capable of listening, you're capable of seeing, but you haven't paid attention. You haven't realized what Hashem wanted from you. You're missing the message. So he says, stop being deaf, stop being blind, and start, and wake up. What do they say? Wake up and smell the coffee. Mi iver ki'im abdi. Who is the one who has the Torah? Who is the one who is being blind from the Torah which you should have? Im avdi. You're my evet. You should understand, you should know. You should have realized. How could you act like that? V'cheresh kamalachi ashlach. Who's being deaf like my messenger who I sent out? You're my shlichin. You're the gedolim. You should realize what I request. I want the level of Klal Yisrael to go up. Like Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Yeshayah, they were gedolim and they understood what Hashem wanted. Mi iver ki mishulam. Who is blind like someone who really should be perfect? He's mishulam. He should be on a high level. Mi v'iver ki eved Hashem. Who is more blind than the one who really should be an eved Hashem, who's been the gadol adar? He should understand what Hashem wants from him. Ra'ois rabbeis v'lois sishmar. You've seen so many things in the past. You know what Hashem wants, but you haven't kept it this time. Pakoyach aznayim v'lo yishma. You've had your ears open. You know what Hashem wants from you. What does Hashem want? Hashem chofetz leman tzidko yagdil teira v'yadir. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants at the level of teira shagot. The Netziv even suggests, we know the Gemara says in Megillah that really much, much more neviim than we have printed in Nach. Just only the stuff which we need to know for Dairus is printed. So he says, no question, that there were Nevi'im going around, local Nevi'im in the time of Yeshaya and Chizkiyo, who were telling people, your level has to go up, you need to learn more Chumash, you need to improve your Torah Shval Peh. And don't be satisfied, says Netziv, with the Torah, which he received from the previous generation, which was Mesayir Midar Ladar, Mesinai, all the Torah Shval Peh, and to just summarize and make a kitzur shulchan aruch. These are the words in the tziv, and just have some, you know, the summary of the halachas. No, get into it. Be misamik. Understand why. Ask questions. Have stiris. Be mefalpel and tyra. And says the pasuk, "Vu am bazui bazuz v'shasui." But Klal Yisrael insists on being a nation which is being plundered and being trampled on. People are stealing from them and killing them. This is what's happening all over Eretz Yisrael on the way to Yerushalayim. It's Acheres March because they're not listening. They're not getting better in Torah like the Nevi'im told them to. Hofeach bachurim kulam. The bachurim are filled with ear. What does it mean filled with ear? They have the potential. They could do it, but they're not letting it out. They're not letting out the steam. They're not getting involved in Torah. Uvevatei chloyim hochbu'u. And they're all as if they're in jail. They're all inside, not going out, not going to base medish, being magdul tar. They're just like saying, yeah, whatever I have is good. If I happen to know the whole tar, you can test me. Test me on Shas. Not enough to test you on Shas. Be befalpal. Get involved. Ask kashas. Look for terutzim. Think about it. Be misbayin in Tyra. Hayu lavaz ve'ein masil meshisa ve'ein oimer hashav. And that's why they were plundered, and that's why they were trampled. Mi v'chem yazin zois yakshav yishma la'achar. Who could listen and really understand backwards from what you think? What does it mean backwards from what you think? So the Netziv says that Klal Yisrael, like those generals who missed the point, said, what? We should go along and burden Klal Yisrael at this point. You know what Klal Yisrael is going through? It's really, really hard. People are being killed. People are being plundered. So we should now raise the level of learning, start learning Be'ion, learning Be'amkus. So then we'll realize that actually the problem is the other way around. The reason why we're being plundered, the reason why we're being trampled, is because we're not using our weapon of being oimik in Torah. So it's the other way around. The achar, it's the other way around. Mi nasan le meshisa Yaakov v'Yisrael levayizim. Who has caused that Klal Yisrael, Yaakov is trampled on, and Yisrael the Gedolim are being plundered? Haloi Hashem zuchatanuloi. Because Hashem told us what to do. He told us to raise our level of Torah. He challenged us to greater levels of Amkas HaTorah. And we sinned. We didn't want to listen. We thought we knew better. Like, we don't want to make it too difficult for the kinderlach, for the boys and girls, especially when there's a war coming. We want to just give them a vacation and let them learn on some easier forums. No, this is dafke, the time to make it more challenging. They didn't want to go in the way that Hashem was trying to guide them. V'lei shomu b'tayra sai, in his suggestion how to learn Torah. V'yishvoi chalav chayim Hashem at the poor anger, chayim apoy. V'ezuz milchama, and we got attacked by this great battle of Sancheirev. V'atalat hateyu misavi v'layada, and fire was burning all around us as the cities fell on the way to Yerushalayim. V'ativar b'ayin, it was burning. V'layasim alev, and nobody paid attention to it. So now when we begin the new year, Parshas Bereishis, Shabbos Bereishis, we went through all our amazing Kabbalahs, are we going to try to be a better Yid? Part of that, and a very, very integral part of being a Yid, is to not just do Chazara and all the beautiful things we do Chazara in, but to raise our level in Amkus and Pilpul HaTorah. This is something which saves Klal Yisrael. We're heading up in the days of Heavenly Mashiach. Bechemes Goy Gumagoy. Goyim are trying to attack us, Yeminu Smoil. This isn't the time to relax. It's a time for all of us to try to learn deeper, better, understand it much more, to challenge ourselves to things which maybe we found until now a bit of a shvera project in learning. To raise this time, we're going to start learning with Pnei Yeshua, we're going to learn with more Taisus, everybody according to whatever they need to do. But it shouldn't just be a repeat. It's very nice to learn Torah. It has to be a Amkus. And the Netziv has an entire kuntres on this called Kidma Sa'imik. The Rabbi Yishlam should help, should taka be a bereshis, should be a beginning, which is Shua Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're going to be learning His Torah, we're going to be misamik in His Torah, and Mitzvah Shalom will be Zeicha to Shmira, and a wonderful year, a Shana of Bias, Mashiach Tzidkenu, and there will be a Gula for the Klal Yisrael, Meher V'Yameinu, Good Shabbos.